Pat Houston, Whitney Houston's sister-in-law and former manager. Hey, Pat, how you doing?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing good.
Now, the reality show stars Bobby Christina, her boyfriend Nick, Mama Sissy Houston, Pat and Gary Houston, and their daughter, Raya?
Yes, Raya.
Okay, now, this is life after, of course, the passing of Whitney Houston. Between what dates did you shoot this?
We started shooting the early part of May, ending the early part of October.
Okay, so all of the things we've been reading about Bobby Christina will be like Bobby Christina getting married and Nick riding around with a gun and the car accident and all that's in it?
No.
No?
That is not in it. Mm-mm. Yeah, you hear her announce an engagement at the beginning of the season, for sure. But, you know, it's a journey as it relates to that relationship. Just have to tune in and see what develops with that. But at the very beginning, she certainly did announce an engagement.
And then there are rumors now that she's pregnant?
Oh, please.
Yeah, I know.
That's exactly what it is, a rumor.
Why do this, Mrs. Houston, do the TV show now?
Well, it's really not about now, Sybil. We worked on a reality show a couple of years ago, and I'm not talking about the Being Bobby Brown reality show.
you weren't associated with that one.
No. We actually did a pilot for a show called Power Brokers, which is a storyline about five women out of Atlanta. I was one of the women, and it focused in my life on how do I balance having a career, being a mother, having a husband who has cancer, and dealing with the niece that comes to your house practically every day, balancing that. And Whitney was very much involved with that project. We even did a lot of footage, you know, following me working while we were on the road. So it's just a continuation of what I was doing, you know, just working, you know, just but it's nothing new for us. We have to move on. Always honor her, but we have to move on and just take things one day at a time. We just didn't start working.
For those of us who love Whitney, will this show make us proud as fans of Whitney Houston?
Well, I think so, because you'll see a family that's standing together. You know, of all the adversity and everything that has gone on, you'll see a family that's strong, a family that's staying together, a family that does have structure, a family that loves. There's nothing unique, you know, about the Houston family. Our issues are universal. I mean, we all have struggles. You know, we all have certain things within our families that we have to deal with, and we're no different than anyone else. We're just dealing with trying to live one day at a time and deal with the fact that we have lost, you know, a loved one that we love very much, you know.
Does it come with the drama, too, that reality series are known for?
Drama. There's a little drama, but mild. You know,
No real clowning like some of these
shows. No clowning. You know, serious
That's
stuff.
That's what I was really asking. I mean, will we be proud as Whitney fans that you all, as a family, aren't on TV, you know, clowning and drama?
No. You'll see us getting into the kids behind. I mean, we're adults, you know, and we're dealing with kids, and we want them to know, you know, you're not our friend. You know, you're a niece, you're a nephew.
Now, is that hard to do with Bobby Christina? Because she's 19 years old. So how do you balance that, being the aunt / mother figure, and also allowing her to not only go through the grieving process, but to mature as an adult?
You know what? She is 19, and teen is still on the end of that 19. You know,
yeah.
She's not a woman. She's not a woman yet. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very important for me to not deviate from being who I am as it relates to mentoring her. You know, I'm more interested in helping her develop life management skills, you know, navigating her through life to become a woman. I'm more interested in her getting her driver's license, you know, learning how to handle finance, learning how to deal with life, period. I'm not really interested in her becoming, you know, an entertainer. You know, that she's got to deal with, be patient and just deal with just being a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
You know, but
how many episodes did you shoot?
There are 14 episodes.
And the first one tonight.
On Lifetime.
The first one's
on
tonight.
Lifetime.
Yes.
All right. We've been hearing about this for a long time. And now it's here. Thanks, Pat.
Thank you.
We'll be watching the Houstons on our own. Premieres tonight on Lifetime.